Yeah, what up, everybody? Yeah, wait, I don't think I'm recording, right? Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, what up, though? Hold on, I'm not messing with your podcast, right? Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, this your boy, Sab, coming to you from the D. About to come with a whole bunch of ignorance. Once again, who am I? I'm a guy. I don't know much. But I say what I think I know. And you may be pissed at me, but oh well, I don't care. And now, for my co-host, Captain Morgans, would you come on in the room? All right. How you doing, Cat? I'm going to have a sip. Thank you. All right, let's hop into it. You got any questions? Got any questions? Sam.
What up, people? Once again, I'm back with your Tuesday podcast, Just Talking with Sam podcast. As always, you can email me your questions and comments at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. Let me start off. As always, who am I? I'm just a regular dude, man. I'm just a regular dude answering questions. Why should you listen? Let's face it. You probably, if you're listening this time, you probably listened to weeks prior. Somebody told you. Why should you listen? Just keep listening to this episode and you're going to find out. That's because, well, basically, I'm the true voice in podcast radio. And terrestrial radio sucks. What I want to do, I want to address that minute and a half thing that happened before this podcast. That was my wife. My wife, I always talk about women trying to control fun. And she sees I have a podcast, I have fun with it. She tries to be me. And if you listen to the last show, she's been trying to get on the podcast. I made the example of Lucille Ball, and I'm goddamn Desi Arnaz. All she wanted to do is be in the show. Later on, we'll find a way for her to be in the show. But for right now, one thing I want to do before I jump in all the questions, I want everyone to give a round of applause for my co-host with the most, Mr. Captain Morgan. Oh, yeah, he does a body good. Ah! Captain Morgan! Captain Morgan. All right. Along with this podcast, today is going to be a very special podcast because I want to give back. It turns out that I've been helping people, and I just want to give back with the podcast. So what's happening is you guys always send me your questions and comments, and just hearing that, it keeps me going strong. Mainly because I didn't think nobody listened to this motherfucker until y'all start sending me shit back. Not just questions, but comments. First comments come from my man Ulysses from Highland Park. He said, I love your show. I listen every week. Keep this shit going. You better believe I am, man. I will keep this shit going. Second one goes on to Jackie. Jackie says, LOL, I can't stop listening to this. You gotta go bigger. Jackie, when I get a chance, I'm gonna go bigger. I'm just reading down the comments, cause the comments, they keep me going. Vincent, also, one thing I want to do, I gotta give a shout out to my man Mike. My man Mike Moore, who was on the show last week, he helped out with the show, and I couldn't do it without him. I've been getting a lot of fan mail because of him. Hopefully, he got a couple Facebook friends. If you don't know where he is, he's at Mike Mathematician Moore at Facebook. So go on here, look up, my man. Another reason I want to give a shout out, my man, not just because he helped. My man Mike just went through a little bit of surgery. Well, not like surgery like that. My man had his wisdom tooth removed. Now I know that can be a bitch, but he gonna get some cool drugs out of that shit. Cause last time I got my shit removed and I got Vicodin. I was high for a week straight. So Mike, if you listen to this, we gonna hang. I don't think you can eat nothing yet, but fuck it. We'll go out and drink. You could drink something or fuck it. If it come down to it, me and you, we're going to sit down and we're going to have some Jell-O. Just me and you with a goddamn bucket of J-E-L-L-O. Okay, my next comment comes from the good folks at Eastern Michigan University, which I am alumni. I got to throw my school out there because, I got to say, I'm paying all this goddamn money to go to school. They better come with some good ideas. So the crew I used to run with came up with something they called the Just Talking with Sam Drinking Game. Just Talking with Sam Drinking Game basically says they listen to my show, and apparently through the show I do a couple of things. So once every show, let me read down the rules. It's 15 rules, And you can add more rules at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. Rule number one, if Sam takes a sip, you take a sip. You damn right. Rule number two, if Sam mentioned Captain Morgan, you take a sip of whatever you're drinking. Rule number three, Sam starts to read a question, you take a sip. Rule number four, if Sam insults a female, you take a sip. I like this already. Rule number five, if Sam says any form of racial slurs, you take a sip. Okay. Number six, if Sam takes the Lord's name in vain, you take a sip. Oh, I like this. Alright, now the shot's been raised, so it's not sips anymore. Number seven, if Sam agrees with any female listener, take a shot. Oh, okay, so you gotta have a sip of whatever you're drinking and a shot. Rule number eight, if Sam mentions any form of act of violence, you have to take a shot. If Sam has a special guest, you take a shot. If Sam offends your specific group that you're in, you take a shot. If Sam sings anything, you take a shot. Rule number 12. If Sam is apologetic to any group in any way, take a shot. Ooh. Number 13. If Sam stops the show to yell at one person, you have to chug a beer. Number 14. If Sam says a phrase more than three times in a show, chug a beer. Example of this is when he yelled, "Eli Machine!" Okay. And number 15, last but not least, if Sam displays the inner operation of the show, you chug a beer. The inner operation would be if I say some shit that shouldn't be happening, or some shit y'all just shouldn't know about what's going on with the show. So, in order for this, someone will have to pay. My wife, who wanted to jump in the show so fucking bad, will be participating in this show. Hey, Tasha, tell everybody hi!
No!
Well, you heard her. So, since she want to play around with my fucking sound check so the people can hear it, she has to participate in this game. What I'm looking in front of me is a few beers, a couple of drinks. You got to throw out Cap Morgan. But she drinks pussy-ass Bacardi. So she has a tall glass of faggot-ass Bacardi and a bunch of shots in front of her. You ready to play the game?
Nope.
But you're going to do it anyway. Let's get on with the podcast. Here's your rules. Before I even start this fucking podcast, you want to say anything else? Well, you shouldn't have got on my equipment.
You know what? This is really cruel and unfreaking usual punishment.
Well,
I'm gonna take a shot of beer and a shot of beer and a still of beer. So I'm drinking beer. Not drinking shots.
Alright, whatever. First question, well, not so much a question. We stick with all the comments. Comes from Hiram. Hiram, yeah. First question, take a sip.
Alright.
Anyway, Hiram, who listened to the last show, he sends me a comment. He says, "Sam, let me start out by saying, your ignorance of the sport of soccer is fascinating to me. Your comments of your show show a complete lack of ignorance." Excuse me, I'm reading ahead. "Your comments show a complete ignorance of the nature of the sports, the media, the journalism, and the commentary of footballers in the game you call soccer. I am tired of this forced negativity from some of the soccer press. Footballers are the most celebrated athletes in the world, and I suggest the listener of this podcast visit sites like Soccer by Ives, Soccer Insider, and MatchFit USA, which cover the U.S. scene instead of trying to tear it down." I tell you, Hiram, I got it. You called me. You got me. I'm a bluff. I don't know shit about soccer. I don't know shit. I even consulted with Captain Morgan. Take that sip. I even consulted with Captain Morgan about soccer. And we don't know shit. So everything you just said was pretty much validated, man. I can't say I don't know. But what I will do, just because I don't know about any shit doesn't mean I can't shit on them. Who the fuck do you think you are coming on my show trying to shit on me? Look, soccer sucks. Let me give you a few reasons why soccer sucks. Soccer is the only sport they take commercials during the fucking game. They know shit ain't gonna happen. You know how fucking long it takes to score a goal in soccer? It's easy to show a fucking couple of commercials in a Chevy TV ad. God damn it. All you gotta do is mention something to keep the game going. Another thing is, I'm showing a little bit of American arrogance here. I talked about it in the first fucking show. But I'm just watching the game with our dishwashers and cooks and whatever shitty job that, you know, Americans get taken away from you motherfuckers from overseas, from all you dirt monkeys and other, yeah, I'm using racial slurs, you dirt monkeys and, what's another one, towel heads play, yeah, I know you wetbacks, doesn't, that's why I take a sip. That's why, you know, that's why soccer ain't shit. We're just watching y'all kick a fucking ball around. It's not interesting to us. And I made this point last week. Every week y'all have a new best player. It was Ronaldo Delaney. You know, some faggot from Argentina. He was the man. And then it was a nigga who married, Posh Spice, David Beckham. Y'all can't pick a person. Y'all can't. We had Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was the fucking man of basketball for years. And then Kobe, 4 years. Then LeBron, 4 years. Pick one fucking player. Y'all almost had it right with Pele. Y'all almost had it right. And then y'all tried to be all universal to the world. And another thing about soccer. Yeah, I'm shitting on soccer. We're America. We have the big four. That means all our athletes either go to basketball, baseball, football, and maybe even hockey. That means y'all are playing our fifth best athletes against y'all first best athletes. That's why we don't give a fuck. Maybe if LeBron played soccer, we'd give a fuck. If Tom Brady, A-Rod, even Gretzky, if they played fucking soccer, we'd care. But guess what? We don't fucking care about soccer. No one asks you. Take a sip. Alright. I'll go with you. I'll check out the game. No one asked you to comment on the damn show.
Have you been to a soccer game?
Hold on. Nigga. Racial slur. Take a sip. Take a sip and stay off my show.
I'm gonna be on the show.
Nigga, dyke, wetback, cock. There you go.
Cock is not a racial slur.
Well, the first three was. Maybe, okay, I'll go with this shit. Fucking hole here. Try to jump. No one cares. Drink.
My little brother has played soccer for a very long time.
And no one gives a fuck. Okay. Maybe I'll level with you. Maybe if I knew the rules, possibly it'd be interesting. But guess what? I'm not going to hire him. I'm not going to. Because I don't really give a fuck about the game. Next comment comes from Vincent. Vincent at, well, he doesn't really at, well, it is an axe, but it says, where can I find music from the Bedroom Superhero or the Strong as Hell Brookses? Alright, Vincent, apparently you weren't paying attention to the last week's show. You can go to Bedroom Superhero, you can go visit my boy Mike's site, Mike Mathematician Moore at Facebook, and the Strong as Hell Brookses. First of all, I would like to know where you can get songs from the Strong as Hell Brookses. Cause the Strong as Hell Brookses is a fictional band in my mind for my 70s TV drama. Strong as Hell Brookses is just a fictional band I came up with to just say shit. And the cool thing about the Strong as Hell Brookses is all they do is say the name of their band in every fucking song. It'll say something like, oh, Sam, oh, let me give you a little scene from my fictional 70s detective crime drama. Sam, you are a loose cannon. You're off the case. No, you are your case, chief. Strong as hell, Brooks. Yeah, strong as hell. With the strong as hell, Brooks. Yes, yeah. Hey, guess what? I'm reading the rules of this game. I just sung something. Take a shot. Shot. I'm reading the rules. I got a copy of the rules just like you do. I don't give a shit. Pick one. Oh, since you're in the drinking mood, Captain Morgan, Captain Morgan, Captain Morgan, and I'm taking a sip of Captain Morgan. That's four fucking sips. Okay, next comment goes, you know what, I'm going to tear down the walls of this show a little bit and give a little insight of the show. Look, this show is just fun to me. If I gotta have my wife pissy drunk to show her not to fuck with my equipment, that's what I'm doing. So yeah, I tore down the walls of this show, so take another shot.
What are you talking about? That's not a freaking rule. It don't say nothing about walls on there.
Yeah, that is rule number 13. Read it. That's 14. Okay, I'm going to move on to the next comment. The next comment is Victoria. Victoria writes, I recently found out my you ain't shit friend. As a kid, my friend Nina has always been there for me. But when I was young, I was an ugly kid. I had braces, I was chubby, and I had acne. But that didn't mean anything to Nina. We stayed close all our lives, but in high school, my dad got a better job, and we had a lot more money, which gave me a lot more opportunities. And around that time, I got my braces off and started to grow into myself. Boys paid more attention to me, and I started to feel, it started to feel my head. I thought I couldn't be stopped, just like a woman. Anyway, that was the beginning of a long story. Long story short, now that I am divorced, lost my job, and I had to sell my home due to collapse of the economy, my good friend took me in and helped me get my swag back. I wish your show was available earlier to help me realize my you ain't shit friend. Thank you, Sam. I'm all happy for you finding your you ain't shit friend, but what fucking road did you have to go down? But maybe your you ain't shit friend should have just showed up a little bit earlier, because let's face it, you was a chubby fucking fat kid with acne. They used to call you pizza face, rootin' tootin' raspberry, and any name you could throw at a fat girl. And then your dad got a job, you fucking mooch. Your dad got a job and you thought you was the shit. You kicked Nina to the side, did you? You kicked her to the side! You thought you was the shit because boys start paying attention to you? That's just a non-whore way of saying you was getting dick. You was getting dick from an early age. And you didn't need Nina anymore! Let's be honest with ourselves, Victoria. You didn't need her. She was holding you back. She was staying true to her fat ways. She did fat girl stuff. She went out sweat Crisco while you was getting a lot of cock. I stopped the show at yelling one person. You gotta take a sip.
You're not yelling at her.
But that's what you did you, Victoria? Did you? And then you had to wait until the wheels fell off. You wait till you walked down a road of fucking broken dreams to find out your you ain't shit friends. Yeah, you may have got your swag back at what cost, Victoria? Or to find out your you ain't shit friend. Well, I'm glad I was able to help. Ain't nobody actually drink. I don't know if you noticed by now, but I'm a little bit drunk, and my wife is well on her way. Yeah, she didn't fuck with my equipment. She's well on her way of drinking. But, Victoria, I'm glad you found your you ain't shit friend. So what? I'm glad you found out your you ain't shit friend. And, who knows? This woman keep fucking with my equipment. I may be kicking her drunk ass out to hang with you. Okay. This next comment comes from Dorian. Dorian axe. Hold on. Let me get the paper. Damn, where did I put this thing? All right, anyway, Dorian. Dorian says, I emailed you over 2 weeks ago about how to get my woman to lose some weight. Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember that. Okay, okay, all right. You told me that if I started dressing better, it will get her to lose weight while not hurting her feelings. I was a bit skeptical of your advice at first, but I did it anyway. And you couldn't have been more right. Oh, shit! I'm sorry. That next day, I went to the mall. I bought new shoes and a new suit and some new cologne to wear to church later on that week. That got the ball rolling. Then on the way to work, I had to make sure my shirts were pressed and my work shoes were clean. And the last straw is when we went out to dinner that weekend, I wore a suit I borrowed from my friend and I wore the cologne I mentioned earlier. The waitress smelt it and complimented me on it. And since then, my girl has been working out like a mad woman. Oh shit, there's more. The downside is she thinks I'm cheating, but she's starting to look a lot better. She's starting to look like the woman I fell in love with, other than the fat girl who's been leaving an ass groove in my couch. I swear, some of y'all listeners are funny as hell, dog. It's a small trade, but it's worth it. I don't care if she thinks I'm cheating, as long as I can get my baby back to two sizes before I met her. Thank you, Sam. That's what the fuck I'm talking about, Dorian! Just hearing that shit makes me happy, dude. God damn it! That makes me happy. Just to hear that you're getting your swag, you're getting your wife back. You're getting her back, and you said she left her ass groove in the couch. That's what you gotta do, man. You gotta take hold to doing some of this shit. Yeah, I'm finna stop the show, and I'm finna talk to Dorian. Dorian, you my man for that one, dog. I'll break down barriers. I had a shitty day. I had a really shitty day, and I come in here, and I'm doing a podcast. But when I hear shit like that, Dorian, it makes me, oh my god. It just makes me happy that you just took action. Dorian, you are a man of action. Oh my god, I got it. I want to do something for Dorian. Dorian, I got your email address. I may be doing something, but Dorian, I got to play a song for you. I got to dedicate a little piece of this podcast to you, dog. Come on, man. Give me a song suitable for my man Dorian. I need something. I'm doing a podcast right now, and I'm just going through my fucking Zoom right now to say something, cause I want to hear more stories like this, man. Oh, this is perfect for Dorian. Dorian, this for you. Oh yeah! This for you, Dorian, man. One of my favorite songs. Keep that bitch in check. Ain't nothing like flat pussy on my dick. Word to the motherfucking DJ quick. Oh my god, Dorian. Way to take fucking action. Dorian, sing along. If you at home, sing with this shit, dog. Oh my god. Get that bitch back to a size 2, nigga. Yes. Oh. Come on, Dorian. Me and you. Next verse, we been singing this shit, dog. It's funny. Bitch better have my money. I charge by the inch, I charge by the foot. Think I'm live here, bitch. Take a look. I'm just, I'm so amped right now. You look like a game, bitch. You get a wild. Dorian. Have my money. Dorian, go to work with your shiny shoes on, motherfucker. Turn that shit off. Dorian, go to work with your shiny shoes. You earned this shit, dog. So what, man? She's running around. She's probably losing weight. Fuck a treadmill. She's trying to catch your ass cheating, but she losing weight in the process, Dorian. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. And you didn't hurt her feelings one goddamn bit. So Dorian, hell yeah. And yes, that counts as me singing. Take a shot. Ow! I'm so amped. Give me a little bit more of that. Hold on. Let him finish the chorus. That's enough for that for right now. Dog, just like Dorian, I want, from here on out, I want questions, I want answers, I want y'all to help me out, but still, I want to put a special section. I want to do this every show of a man of action. Look at me, I'm taking action. My girl got on a goddamn microphone, and she's paying for it because she's drinking her weight and fucking Captain Morgan. And Dorian, he took charge because his wife, his girl, whoever the fuck she is, is just losing pounds. He said she had an ass groove in the couch. She ain't got no ass groove no more. This nigga went to TGI Fridays, Wendy's, wherever the fuck the waitress looked at him at. Oh, y'all get me so amped, man. I love my fans, man. Y'all get me so amped. And now, she finna be, by the end of my show, she gonna be a size fucking 2. Way to go, Dorian. Way to go. It shows y'all, my advice does work. At least sometimes. But, man, way to go, Dorian. I love giving back to the fans. No bullshit. From here on out, I need one. I'm gonna call this my Man of Action segment. We're gonna start an Action League. Action League now! God damn, Action League now! I'm yelling that shit! One more time so she can have another shot! Action League now! We need men like that! Do that shit, man! Do that shit! Woo! Dorian, I can't get no more hype. I like reading y'all comments. Fuck this. I'm finna go. I gotta go to the questions now. I gotta help more people because I need some more action. Dorian, if you listening, man, pump that AMG, Bitch Better Have My Money. That is the song, that is the now official song of Action League. Men of Action League now. Give me a little bit of taste where I get my questions on the screen. Alright, I'm back. I got my questions on the screen. I got Captain Morgan in my hand. Oh my god. Ah, Cap, love that shit! I'm just so amped talking to the fans, man. So amped. I love hearing y'all when shit work out. So always, even if y'all ain't got a question, give me a comment at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. Once again, that email address, just talking with Sam. No G in talking. Just talking with Sam @gmail.com. Let's help some more people out. My man Chris, he got a question. Chris, what's your question? He says, I've been trying to set up a poker night with my friends when I finally got a regular night. My girlfriend freaks out every poker night. Can you tell me how to fix this, Sam, without giving up poker night? Dog, don't give up your fucking poker night. Dude, women, here it is. I say this every show, or at least a piece of this. Women try to govern your fun. Don't get into that shit. Do not get into that shit. She gonna govern your fun because this is what you gotta do. Your fun, the fact that you playing poker has nothing to fucking do with why she wanna control the shit. The reason she's pissed off is because she feel as though you need to be with her whenever you have fun. And then, when you go, this is what some men do whenever they go hang with their guys. They go lie about where they been or how much fun they had because they can't say how much fun they had. Because in a woman's mind, they believe that's how much fun they're having without them. And for the most part, I agree with women. Because, well, it is. That's what's happening. I ain't never been to a happening party when I'd be like, just when it's shit, when I'm on a cusp of having a good time, I ain't never looked at my boys or looked at the people at the party and said, God damn, I wish my girl was here. Never in a fucking million years. So Chris, the reason the poker night is here is because she just needs to control the shit. And the only way she can control the shit realistically is pussy. If you can get that shit off your mind, be like my man Dorian. Go out, get dressed better, and get, you ain't gotta cheat on her, but give the illusion of more pussy. That shit will shut the fuck up, man. It will. I guarantee it, man. I guarantee it. Another thing, with your poker night, if she don't stay with you, what's the problem? You tell her to go out, go watch a Tyler Perry movie, or whatever else the fuck going on. Go have, maybe she ain't got no friends. You ever thought, I ain't trying to insult her or no shit like that, but maybe she ain't got no friends, and she want to be dealt a hand. If she want to be dealt a hand, you treat her just like every other dude in there. No fucking special treatment. That's what I'm talking about, Chris. Now you get in there, and I want to hear what the fuck happened. I want to make you a man of action. I'm calling this shit out right now. Action League now! Ah! Alright. I love this fucking song. I love this song. Be a man of action. Okay, my next question comes from, oh shit, if I could read this name. Ah, shit. It looks like Tina. It's Tina, but Tina is spelled with an I and E. So if I'm mispronouncing your name, I'm sorry. So I'm just gonna call you Tina. Tina asks, why, oh why? I like when questions like this start. She says, why, oh why, Sam, did you go hard on Kim Kardashian? In your episode, Kimmy the Moocher, you talk about Kim doing this stuff. Why? Cause she's a fucking mooch! That's why, Tina. The reason I talked about Kim Kardashian, because she's a mooch. And not just because it's Kim Kardashian. I personally like Kim Kardashian. I like Kim Kardashian if she shut the fuck up. She's great to look at. But the second she started talking, she just became a representative of other bitches. What that means is there's a bunch of bitches out there that looks for bitches on TV to excuse the bitch powers that they have in them so they could bring, like we just talked about it with my man Chris. Chris Poker Knight ain't hurting this girl, but she need that bitch power over him. And the only thing she don't do is take away pussy. So if Chris can get his mind past the taking away the pussy part, he'd be alright. He can have Poker Knight, hell, he'd be, motherfucker, have an ace of spades up his hand all the goddamn time. And the reason, I'm gonna go even harder on Kim Kardashian. Cause Kim Kardashian, I talked about Reggie Bush leaving, and Reggie Bush couldn't even get out of the door. I gotta give Kim Kardashian her credit. That Armenian fucking genius. That Armenian genius. Because I guess she saw the writing on the wall and saw that Reggie was on his way out. And what'd she do? She go fuck Kanye! Kanye? Are you serious, bitch? I mean, Kanye West. I'm not dissing Kanye West, but does your moochness know no bounds? Kanye made a song against your bitch ass. It was called Heartless. In the night, I hear them call the story of them all. Yeah, something, 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 yeah, 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 to a woman so heartless. How could you be so heartless? She fucked Kanye? I can't wait for Kanye to do some shit. Not Kanye on the thing. And maybe Reggie. If Reggie Bush even had any true feelings, Reggie may want to whoop Kanye ass. And Reggie, apparently, somebody to you listened to this podcast. You had to, because you didn't, you follow my advice to the letter. So, if you're listening to this podcast, Reggie Bush, don't beat Kanye ass. Because she's gonna do the same mooching shit she did to him that she did to you, and we gonna get a kick-ass album out of this shit. He gonna get with Pharrell from the Neptunes, he gonna get the Roots, you might hear Hove on it, but either way, we gonna get a kick-ass album, and hopefully not too much auto-tune. So, to answer your question, Tina, I hope that did. I love it when I get female. I love it when the females email the show. Once again, you can email the show at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. Alright, my man, next question, my man AJ writes, I'm in the process of a messy divorce, and it looks like I'm going to have to pay 10 years of alimony to a woman I was only married with for 5. Sam, what's your thoughts of this? Ooh. First of all, I'm finna ask my man Cap. I gotta ask my man Cap. Give me 1 second. I gotta tell you, AJ, Cap don't have a fucking answer for that either. But here's what I can do, man. I ain't gonna leave you man hanging. Cause I need some more Action League people, dog. I need Action League now. I need Action League, dog. Best thing I could do is give you the advice I gave from the first show, man. But I said, I was like, look, women wanna be equal when it's convenient for them. Yeah, I'm sure before all this shit, she was talking all that hard shit, and probably somewhere in the divorce, she compared you and her and saying how you equal. I don't know what the guys of the divorce is. I'm just saying, you gotta, shit. You know she ain't equal. Just the fact that she getting alimony says she ain't equal. I would sign, look, if it come down that way where you gotta pay alimony, I don't want you to do it. And I'm damn for sure I'm not cool with that alimony shit. Cause you're just paying for another human being. You're treating her like a child. You're treating her like a child. So, what I would do, AJ, if your lawyer ain't strong enough to stop the alimony, dog, my man, you just gotta ride the wave out. Go out, get some good shoes, find some more pussy, do what you gotta do. Apparently, you make enough so the alimony ain't killing you. So, if the judge rules in the fact where you do have to pay alimony, I want you to sign every check. On the bottom where it says memo, every check, you put whatever fault she do because she gotta cash that bitch at the bank. So every time, you need the bank lady to look at her stupid. You write, I don't know, alimony the month or whatever your amount is, and then in the memo, for being a toothless whore. At the end, in the memo, you put, for being a toothless bitch. That's what you do. If she wanna be childish, you be childish right with her. In the memo, you have the bank lady, or man, or whoever she cashing the check to. Yada yada splee, X amount. And in the memo, you put, for sucking my dick for 5 straight years. That's what you do. And it don't even have to be true. It don't even have to be true. In the memo, you put, you get this for letting me fuck you in the ass and putting your head in the toilet. That's what you write, man. You go hard, AJ. You go hard. She gonna cash the check, because when she cash the check, she just agreeing to the shit. And when the bank lady look at her, that is more fuel that you can throw out. Because you can shoot a woman, you can stab a woman, you can do whatever, but one thing that's gonna stay with them forever is embarrassment. That's the best way to get a woman. Because, let's face it, all women hate each other. I say this every show. And the last thing she want is the bank lady thinking she's a rotten, dirty, stinky prostitute whore that takes checks. So that's what you do, AJ, man. You ride the shit out. I hope the trial goes in your favor where you don't pay a goddamn cent and you walk off with your head held high. But worst case scenario, dog, you sign them checks, dog. You sign them. You say, you can take this one from me. You say you signed this for having my friends run a train on you while my nuts was in your mouth. That's what you do, man. Hopefully, you ain't got no kids in this, because if you got kids, yeah, she won. I ain't gonna bullshit you. I try to keep it honest on the show. I ain't gonna bullshit you, but that's what you do, AJ. And she gonna cash some checks, dog. She gonna cash some checks. Why? Because she needs it. She needs the fact that she needs you. It may not be in one... It may not be in one form or another, but the simple fact that she's, I wish she listened to this fucking show. That shows she needs you. And I'm saying this, she needs something from you. She needs the money to keep up the lifestyle you gave her, AJ. And that's a lifestyle that you tried to do nothing but keep her with. But the problem is, she ran her fucking mouth. She ran her mouth, and you had to drop the hammer. Now she's gone. She got with some bitches that, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. I'm speculating. But you sign that bitch every time you write that check. You call a dirty, stinky, trash bag wearing pussy. Her pussy lips probably blown out because you done fucked her so hard. Whore. And when that bank lady looks at her, that's all the revenge you can get, man. Hope it goes well, AJ. Let me know what happened. Okay, my next question. Oh, man. How you feeling over there, baby? You okay? You gonna touch my shit again? Oh, man, an hour. No, you can't tap out. This is an hour-long show. I have roughly 20 minutes left in the show.
I can't
take it. Oh, you don't touch my shit.
I can't even move my arms.
That's fucked up. Okay. For those who can't hear my wife, if you're just coming into the show, my wife touched my radio. And if you listen to the beginning of the show, you can hear her fucking around with my equipment, mocking me. So she's been the, what they call them? Guinea pigs? Guinea pigs of how effective the Just Talking with Sam drinking game is. And, my man from Eastern Michigan, dog, that's a kick-ass drinking game. I will drink this. I will play along with this game, and you are effective with this. I hope y'all playing this shit at home responsibly. Don't get no car accidents and no shit like that, but drink responsibly. If you're gonna drink, get some Captain Morgan. I take a sip. I took a sip. And I mentioned it, so there's two more sips.
I'm
going to
take one big sip.
I don't give a shit. Okay, Yvonnex. What do you have against Precious? I love that young girl. In every show, you make a joke about Precious. What's your deal with her? Okay. The reason No, you can't answer.
Can I comment?
No, you can't. Okay. Okay, I gotta do something so she can shut the fuck up.
No, come on, go ahead.
Captain Morgan. No, you gotta drink something, not gone. Alright, no one gives a fuck. Okay, the reason I talk about Precious so hard is cause Precious is fucking funny to me. She is. Come on, man. You gotta think, let's start it like this, Javon. Are you talking about the real person who plays character? Gabrielle, whatever the fuck her name is, versus the actual character of Precious. Because Precious is a fucking joke. Anyone who looks at Precious is a fucking hero. Didn't watch that movie right. Precious didn't win shit. I watched the movie. I love the movie. It was alright. But Precious didn't win shit. At best, she broke even. She got her fucking retarded kids back and her mama out of her life. And then the real girl, Gabrielle, who gives a shit, whatever. She just a person who just took a job. Just like, hey, bitch, can you act? And she said, yeah. Because here's another reason why Precious is, I guess, people like her. Because she has woman fame. What woman fame is, woman fame versus man fame. All women try to use their fame to jump in and do some other shit. It's like the porn star who wants to be a serious actor. Or the person who was on radio that wants to be an actor. It's woman fame. I mean, like, if Precious would have been a man, the money she would have made by Precious, she would have got better roles. She would have got pussy. If there was a man Precious, you would have got pussy for playing Precious. You would have got your dick sucked for being Precious. But that didn't happen to Precious because Precious has a fucking vagina and she got woman fame. What woman fame means, since Precious is a fat bitch who's famous for being a woman who is an abused fat bitch, here's what's gonna happen. She's gonna play roles, her next role in the movies, for the next 2 to 3 roles, is she's gonna be the fat, sassy bitch. She's gonna be, I told you this, ooh-wee. What's up with that? Ooh wee, that's Precious. What's up with that? What's up with that? I'm singing, take a shot. Ooh wee, what's up with that? Ha, what's up with that? That's Precious and every. And then that's. And that's another thing about the goddamn girl.
Hey.
No, they ain't gonna give her shit. Hey, goddammit, drink some. The name of the show is Just Talking with Sam.
But I'm just saying, I do agree she needs to lose some weight. She's not gonna.
Alright, alright. We all agree she needs to lose some weight. Hey, but when it comes down to it, when it comes down, she got woman fame. Woman fame means where she's gonna say something and to some guy, I'm like, oh, alright, Precious, well, good luck with that shit. I'm finna go fuck some bitch that's worth looking at. Yeah, bitch, you she gonna get a lot of, yeah, bitch, we know you funny, but I'm finna go fuck with this girl who physically doesn't repulse me. And then Precious gonna sit down there and get ready for a role where she just played a slave. She gonna be, ooh, wee, what's up with that? Ha, what's up with that? And I like that. I'm gonna drink Captain Morgan one more time. This drinking game is whooping your ass, ain't it?
I'm not drinking ever again.
Yeah, right.
I can't move my arm.
I'm gonna take a sip of Captain Morgan.
I can't put the drink in my mouth.
Okay. I think I got time for one more question. And this question comes from my man Carl. What Carl gotta say? Carl says, when I go out on dates, I don't know what to say, so I ask the girl I'm with typical questions to get some type of conversation started. But without fail, the girl I'm dating says the dumbest shit on her mind. And plus, I just don't give a fuck. What's worse, I instinctively make the I don't care expression with my face. How do I fix that, Sam? Carl, I gotta ask you a question. I hate to be that guy who answers a question with a question, but Carl, why do you wanna fix that? Be real, Carl! Carl! You get that, the reason you get the woman saying the dumbest shit in the world is because it's okay. I'm not saying all women do this shit, but I'm just saying it's okay to be a woman and dumb. Because if I ever got away with saying the dumb shit I got when I was on dates, they're like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, I love my cat, and I finished 2 semesters of community college. I would stab myself in the fucking face. Don't listen to that shit. Your role, Carl, is just to say, uh-huh, and agree with that shit. And you're supposed to agree with that shit until you get into some pussy. That's what it is, Carl. That's what it is. So you take her to the goddamn Olive Garden, you take her to Applebee's, and you act like you give a fuck. Because that's your job, Carl. And when you give a fuck, that's about it. Because there's a level of craziness. Women, few and far between, you're gonna find somebody that says something interesting. So what you're going through, my man, is natural. It's natural. I just don't want you to find that person and be all obsessive about it. Like, you find somebody who's good to look at and good to talk to, and then their cell phone rings. Cause let's face it, a girl separated from her cell phone is so few and far between. Look, here's another rule of thumb, Carl. You gotta let this slide. You can't take it too fucking personally. A woman is ruled by their fucking phone and a goddamn radio. And since somebody made the creation of the iPhone, which is a phone with a radio in it, you're gonna lose every time. You're gonna lose. So your role is to just sit down and put subtle hints that you wanna fuck. And if she down for it, cool. If she ain't, get the fuck out of there, Carl. You're too valuable, dog. You're too valuable. You should be in the action league, Carl. Action league now, goddammit. You should be in the action league, like my man Dorian, who got his fat bitch to lose some weight. Just don't go in the opposite direction when you find that good one, and her cell phone rings, and you get all you get all, I don't know, possessive, for lack of a better term, where you just say, their phone rings, or whatever gay ringtone she got. You say, who the fuck is that? You don't want to do that. You don't want to crowd her, dog. The best way is doing what you're doing now, is not giving a fuck. You're caring too much because you say you don't have that, you don't care expression. The best way to get what you're trying to accomplish is to don't give a fuck. Unless you're trying to find love and shit, and let's face it, you ain't gonna find it in some random bitch. You gotta do some soul searching. And you know what, Carl? Fuck all that. You ain't gotta search for shit. Just be you. Just go out on the street and be the best goddamn Carl. Be Action Lead Carl. Fuck your regular ass Carl. Be Action Lead Carl. Like my man is now Action Lead Dorian. That's why my man who listens to the show got fucking theme music. He got theme music before I got theme music. Be Action Lead Carl. I want you to sit down and say, not only do I not give a fuck, I want you to want me not to give a fuck. That's what I'm talking about, Carl. Now you get out there, you be Action Lead, dog. Action Lead that shit up. Don't give a fuck. The second a woman finds out that you give a fuck, you're done. You're done, Carl. Oh, man. So that's how I'm going to do this, man. That's how I would do it, Carl. Carl, always send your comment back to me. Let me know what happened. I want to put you in the Action League, dog. You're going out, you're dating bitches, you're getting them drunk off Bacardi or whatever they drinking. You're being raped, Carl. That's what you're being. That's the female equivalent of rape. Rape is anytime something happens against your will. So like when a guy rapes a woman, he's getting pussy and he has to fight the bitch to get pussy. You're being raped, Carl. You're being raped of your time. You're being raped of your patience. You're being raped. Every time you heard, I love my cat and my cat is my best friend, you're being raped. You don't want to hear that shit, but you're hearing that shit against your will because you want to fuck. And like anyone else, like they would tell a woman, don't stand. You don't have to stand for that shit. You don't have to be abused, Carl. You don't have to be raped, Carl. Don't be raped. Be an Action League member. Like my man Dorian. I need these fucking stories. Just like I need y'all questions. I need your stories. I need more Action League niggas. Well, I'm at the twilight of this show. I don't have enough time for my man Tom. I will get to your question along with the other people's question. But what I want to do, since my wife is been playing a drinking game, how you feel right now? You okay over there? Okay. My wife has drunk herself retarded. So you doing okay over there? Yeah. She can't feel her fingers, ladies and gentlemen. Playing this, and so that says the game works. I gotta ask, are you ever gonna touch my equipment again?
Probably not.
That's right. She said she's not gonna touch it, and you're not gonna try to jump on the show without me giving you permission, right? And that mumbled shit was she's agreeing with me. So guess what? The second member of the Action League is myself! Just talking with Sam, host, Sam, is in the Action League now because I'm a man of action! I did some shit, there's a consequences! DJ, start up that AMG! Oh no, start that shit from the beginning because I want to sing to this shit. Oh shit! I'm gonna give y'all a couple verses. And hey, look, that black pussy on my dick. Run to the motherfucking DJ quick. Oh, shit. You can take the test. What you think about that, Cap? Oh, man. This is one of the best podcasts I ever had. Not because of what's happening, because I'm just having fun. Let's cut the bullshit. I'm partially drunk, and I got my man AMG. I got my Action League niggas. Dorian, bump your head to this shit. You gonna have a thin bitch by the end of this shit, Dorian. Ain't no more ass grooves on your couch. This show, I gotta say, it may not have been the most productive. I probably didn't help as many people as I want to, but tune in next week. Always, I try to help y'all out as much as I can. But today was the show for me, man. We just having fun. We got AMG playing in the background. Always, give me your questions, your comments, and my Action League niggas. Hit me up at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. Until next week, dog, I'm going to holler at y'all in Action League, bitches. And that's what it's time for. I need my dudes to step up, be Action League. Shit, I tried to find an out in the show. But until next week, I'll holler at y'all.